The Star Maiden. White Hawk was a young brave who lived in a remote part of the forest. He was one of the most skillful hunters of his tribe. One day, while walking along over the prairie, he noticed a circle in the grass. It appeared as if steps had worn a path in the shape of a ring. Yet the hunter saw that there was no track leading to the ring or from it. Certainly it was a magic circle. "I will stay here and watch," the young man said to himself. "Perhaps I can discover how the ring was made." He lay down in the tall grass and prepared to wait patiently. Soon the sounds of distant, sweet music came to his ears. He looked up in the direction from which they came and saw a small object descending from above. At first it looked like a mere speck, but as it came down, the music became plainer and sweeter. The speck grew larger and larger until it hovered over the meadow near to the place where the hunter was hidden, and he discovered that it was a basket car made of rushes. And in it were 12 lovely maidens, the fairest his eyes had ever beheld. The basket reached the ground, landing in the very center of the magic ring. The maidens sprang out and began to dance. Round and round and round the ring they moved, and at each step they touched a shining ball with their feet. The hunter admired the maidens, but the one who appeared to be the youngest pleased him most of all. He sprang from his hiding place that he might take her by the hand. But the very moment he appeared, the 12 sisters took fright. They quickly climbed into the basket which had borne them to the earth and rose in the air till they were quite lost to sight. The young man's heart was sad, for he thought he would never again see the maidens. "I will come back tomorrow," he thought to himself. "It may be that they will come again." As he stood there thinking, his glance fell upon the hollow trunk of a tree. A family of field mice were running in and out, as though the trunk were their home. "Ah," thought the hunter, "I will change myself into a mouse. Such a tiny creature would hardly be noticed." And he moved the hollow trunk as close to the magic ring as he dared. Then he went home to his lodge to wait anxiously for the next day. As soon as the first rays of the sun had appeared, the hunter went back to the prairie. Taking the shape of a mouse, he went to hide in the hollow tree. Toward evening, he heard again the same music as before. Peeping out of his hole, he saw the basket car float down to earth. Again he gazed at all the lovely maidens, and again it was the youngest who pleased him most. All at once, one of the maidens noticed the old trunk. "Look, that was not here yesterday," she cried to her sisters. "What does it mean?" But they only laughed and tripped lightly onto the trunk and struck at it with their feet. The mice came running out, and among them was the young hunter. The maidens ran here and there, chasing the mice. The mouse who was the hunter was careful to get in the path of the youngest maiden, so that she would follow him. While she was chasing him further and further away from the ring, she caught up a stick from the ground and was on the point of striking him, when he suddenly changed back to his true shape. Then, before she could escape, he caught her in his arms. When the other maidens saw what had happened, they fled in fright to their basket and quickly rose from the earth. Their sister looked longingly after them. White Hawk used all the skill he had in trying to please the maiden and win her affection. He wiped the tears from her eyes and began to tell her of the life she could have upon earth. He related all kinds of adventures he had had in his hunting, and then he led her gently back to his lodge. He felt his heart glow with joy when she consented to enter it, and from that moment she was his bride. Winter and summer passed, and White Hawk's happiness was increased by the addition of a son to their lodge. But the maiden who was the daughter of the Star Chief now sighed for the sight of her family and her home among the stars. She was obliged to hide these feelings from her husband, but she remembered the charm which could carry her back. Each day, while White Hawk was gone hunting, she worked at making a wicker basket, which she concealed near the magic ring. When all was in readiness, she took her son to the charmed circle, and as soon as they got into the basket car, she began her song, and the basket rose. As the music was carried by the wind, it caught her husband's ear. Well he knew what the voice and music meant, and he quickly ran to the prairie. But he could not reach the ring before he saw his wife and child ascend beyond reach. He lifted up his voice in loud appeals, but the basket still went up. He watched it till it became a small speck, and finally it vanished in the sky. White Hawk mourned his loss through long winters and long summers. In the meantime, his wife was so happy in her home in the stars that she almost forgot that she had left a husband on earth. But she was reminded of him by her son, who, as he grew up, begged to visit the earth where he had been born. The star grandfather said to his daughter one day, "Go and take your son down to his father and ask him to come and live with us. But tell him he must bring a token of each kind of bird and animal which he kills in the chase." She then took the boy and descended. White Hawk heard her music as she came down and hurried to the enchanted place. His heart beat with impatience until he clasped his wife and his son in his arms. He heard the message of the Star Chief and began to hunt in earnest that he might collect as many animals as he could. He spent whole days as well as nights in search of every curious and beautiful bird or animal. From each he took a tail or foot or wing, and when all was ready, they went to the circle and were carried up. There was great joy on their arrival at the starry plains. The Star Chief invited all his people to a feast, and when they had assembled, he bade each guest choose for himself one of the things which the hunter had brought from his hunt on the earth. Some chose a foot, or a tail, or a claw. They were immediately changed into the animals which they had chosen, and they ran off to all directions. Those who chose wings became birds and flew up into the air. The hunter chose the feather of the White Hawk, which was the emblem of his family. His wife and son did the same, and each one became a hawk. They spread their wings, and with the other birds, they descended to the earth, where they can be found to this day.